The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to engage society through the lens of Christianity, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What does a modern-day display of courage look like on the international stage? On February 24th, 2022, Russia began a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky, a lawyer, comedian, and actor who became the nation's president, has shown the courage of a lion that galvanized the nation. At the start of the war, the United States offered to evacuate him. His reply, "The fight is here. I need ammunition, not a ride." And he determined to remain with his people in Kiev. He's already survived 3 assassination attempts. He knows his life and the well-being of his family is in jeopardy, but he remains a voice of hope, determination, and above all, sacrifice. I want to pause here just a moment to draw a parallel to the most exquisite and sublime sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ. The sacrifice of Christ for the sins of humanity, your sins, my sins. His death on the cross in our place. He shed his blood on that cross. Oh, the courage of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love that has motivated him. But also the resurrection of Jesus that brings hope. Hope in spite of the most overwhelming circumstances. And you might be going through some overwhelming circumstances right now yourself. You might be hearing this in Ukraine or in a nation nearby. You may be hearing this in another part of the world. You may be hearing this in one of the 50 states of America. And I'm here to remind you that the Lord in his love is reaching you with a message of hope, a message of a resurrection hope that we can see glimmers of display from the courage of our president and the people of the nation of Ukraine. Ukrainians are united to fight for their democracy. Men and women of all ages have volunteered to fight Russian invaders while an international legion of support is in action. This is part one of a series on the war in Ukraine, and today we will talk about courageous leadership. And what does courageous leadership mean to the world? How does courageous leadership influence citizens? And why is courageous leadership needed in our families and our churches today? How did Jesus exemplify courageous leadership? And what other biblical examples do we have? I welcome you to The Good Life with Danny. And I'm blessed because we have resources here to show and to listen to for you to engage what is actually happening right now in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky is now an international hero who has become a symbol of standing up against overwhelming odds. Chaz, let's play video one. This is Zelensky's powerful speech that causes a translator to choke up. It was aired on CNN on the 1st of March. Listen in, and I'll be back with a few comments.
This morning was a very tragic one for us. Two cruise missiles hit Kharkiv, the city which is located to the borders of the Russian Federation. There were always many Russians there, and they're always friendly. There were warm relations there. More than 20 universities are there. It's the city that has the largest number of universities in our country. The youth is bright, smart there. The people who gathered there all the time and was gathering there all the time for celebrating all celebrations at on the largest square in our country, the Freedom Square. And this is the largest square in Europe. And that's true. This is called the Freedom Square. Can you imagine this morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square, dozens of killed ones. This is the price of freedom. We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom. Despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked, nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. And believe you me, every square of today, no matter what it's called, is going to be called, as today, Freedom Square in every city of our country. Nobody is going to break us. We are strong. We are Ukrainians. We have a desire to see our children alive. I think it's a fair one. Yesterday, 16 children were killed. Again and again, President Putin is going to say that is some kind of operation and we are hitting a military infrastructure. Where are our children? What kind of military factories do they work at? What tanks are they going with or launching cruise missiles? He killed 16 people just yesterday.
Now you're listening to the translator. This was Volodymyr Zelensky's, President Zelensky's speech to the United Nations. The translator became emotional in it. It was a speech that resulted in a resounding standing ovation. There are some contrasts that we'll talk about. Actually, the CNN broadcasters will contrast that for us in a moment, but just take in for a moment his idea of Freedom Square. From now on, every square is Freedom Square. Consider that he is saying these things in the midst of being shelled, saying these things in the midst of a brutal attack, while at the same time he is pleading for help, help from surrounding nations, help from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and at the same time trying to reach out to Putin to negotiate some kind of peace. The interesting thing is that he is not looking for a way out. He is there in Ukraine with his people, and that courage has evoked a nationalism, as it were, on steroids. His people, the people of Ukraine, courageous people, people who love their land, love their history, love democracy, are willing to fight. And we're going to cover more of that. I just want you to hear this next clip where the Christiane Amanpour and CNN personalities give their thoughts about the contrast of what they see when Zelensky, who's wearing a t-shirt, speaking through video to these dignitaries at the United Nations. Chaz, let's continue that video, and I'll be back with a few thoughts.
Of a metaphor in all this, you saw the bearded Ukrainian leader in a t-shirt in the midst of a war speaking to the people in dress suits in the European Parliament. And yes, there has been remarkable European unity, and yes, they have taken economic actions. But when you see that juxtaposition, it makes you wonder, is it enough? Can it be enough to save that bearded man from the Russian onslaught?
You know, he's in his presidential palace, and he's not wearing just any T-shirt. He's wearing military outfits, so to speak. The T-shirt in the green of the military. He's letting, obviously, for presumably necessary reasons, his beard to grow. He's one of the people. This is more than symbolic. This is, you know, a man who nobody thought would have to face this, you know, rising to the occasion and showing that he will not leave his people at the most dire moment in European history since the end of World War II. I mean, we haven't seen this kind of thing in Europe since the 1940s. It is extraordinary what's happening. And as this brave president does that in an encircled and perhaps soon to be besieged capital city, you have the Russian foreign minister talking to the UN in the safety of his, you know, foreign ministry in Moscow, and lying again about who Zelensky is, calling him a neo-Nazi, calling the regime there a bunch of drug addicts and neo-fascists, saying that we had to do this. Why? Because the people of Donbass, the Russian separatists, he said, were somehow not being allowed to speak Russian. Seriously? That is the level of the disconnect of what's going on right now. That they are trying to say in Moscow that it is the people and the government of Ukraine that has brought this on themselves, and they are telling complete and utter fabrications of history, full of grievance, but they are laying out a rationale right now for why they will and they aim to take down Zelensky.
You're going to hear and you're going to be able to see more of video. One of the things with social media, and something that goes against what the Russians are trying to convey with regard to Zelensky, he's even taken videos of himself in some of the most dangerous places with people with him. He's not going away. His life is in danger. But in a moment, when we come back from our break, you're going to see how this kind of courage has elicited courage among the people of Ukraine. The citizens are standing up, bearing arms. You'll hear it. It's quite visceral when you hear where they're coming from. Zelensky is careful to say, when people call him iconic, "I'm not iconic," he says. "Ukraine is iconic. I always knew it. Ukraine is a special country. Ukraine is the heart of Europe." A man who loves his nation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I want you to go to thegoodlifewithdanny.tv. That's a new website for this new format in our program, The Good Life Hawaii with Danny. Before our break, we're talking about President Volodymyr Zelensky. We're talking about his courage. The theme of this part one series on the war on Ukraine is one of courage. We'll call it A President, His Citizens, and the International Legion. We're going to listen to a few more videos. But these videos allow us to get a glimpse of what's happening on the ground. One of the great values of social media today and the phones that we can carry in our hands and videotape things that are happening at the moment. This next video, we're going to begin a transition here, and this next video has to do with the citizens. You know, the courage of the president, what difference has that made? We haven't seen this kind of courage in some time now. But what difference does it make for the people of the nation of Ukraine? Well, volunteers are rising up, lining up, queuing up. They want to get involved. Chaz, let's play video two, the Ukraine invasion volunteers queue. This is from Sky News. Let's play this. I'll offer a few translations that you would typically read on the video, but I'll have those for you as you listen. Take this in.
Within the confines of this community center, the people of Dnipro rally to the cause, the defense of their city, the defense of their homes. The building was a blur of frenetic energy, of civic activism and patriotism as they prepare for war.
At first, we were scared, really scared. But now we are ready to fight. And like fight like hell. So.
Some brought bed rests and blankets for the army. Others brought in medicine for the internally displaced. And new recruits for the military stream through the door, although some seem less certain about it than others.
I make aluminum windows, aluminum constructions for big buildings.
You're ready to fight.
But now I have to fight. Maybe I had some doubts before, but now I'm definitely ready. This is war.
Kozy is a bank manager with two daughters aged 11 and 4, and she's going to fight.
Are you prepared to use a weapon?
I think so, but I only have one shot at the shooting range. Actually, I don't have much experience, but I'm a quick learner.
We'll hand over their details and wait for the call. Citizen fighters in a nation which is rapidly mobilizing, and the army has hundreds of thousands to draw on.
This is an extraordinary thing. A spontaneous army forms in the middle of the city, although many here have little or no military experience. But it doesn't seem to matter.
The Russians have a very strong military.
In my opinion, one Ukrainian is worth 7 Russian soldiers.
Ukraine above all, they cry. National pride fuels donations and possible recruits. And it provides people who are ready to make arms. Round the back of the center, residents got together to make Molotov cocktails. They're messy and they're fiddly. They take time to make, but their efforts are approved by the Ministry of Defense.
I worry that a lot of people could lose their lives.
We're not afraid to die for our Ukrainian land, they said. The reality of war draws in on this city. a crucial transport hub in the east. And the people who live here know they may need to fight and die for it. John Sparks, Sky News in Dnipro.
Such resolve. There's a kind of a type of clarity you might observe when one is under attack, as they are under attack, and the nationalism, the national pride. But it's more than just a spoken thing. It's more than just a nice feeling when the national anthem is playing and you put your hand on your heart and you give your eyes glass over. Right? And in this case, they are being called to arms. It's hard to imagine that this is actually happening today, but indeed it is. Call to arms. How do we respond? How do we in the United States, how are we to respond to a situation like this? Of course, people are responding in Ukraine. In a moment, I'm going to play another video for you to listen to about women who are taking up arms, and not just the men. And not people, not just people who have military backgrounds. These are people who have no military background are standing up to fight. To fight for what? For democracy, for freedom, for the opportunity, the right to make decisions, the opportunity to live and to live free. When it comes to a Christian perspective, how do we make sense of war? How do we make sense of a call to arms as these people are? Well, we'll talk about some who are making a decision not only in America and the UK, but other parts of the world. We'll come to that in a moment. But let's listen again. Jazz, let's cue up video 3. This is the Ukraine invasion. Women taking up arms in Kyiv, again from Sky News. This one came out on February 26, just as things really got underway. So listen to this, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Welcome to hell, the sign says. At the entrance to the capital on the outskirts of the city, they're hunkering down and preparing to fight with all their might. But they're taking every precaution, and they've asked us to keep the location here secret and protect their identities.
What do you have to do you think?
Shoot. And protect my home. That's all. It's easy.
All around the city, they are building defenses. They've seen the pummeling of other cities, and with a 40-mile convoy of Russian military hardware sitting on the edge of the capital, they believe they're next. There are several warnings of mines ahead. The streets are scattered with scrap metal spikes and tires, and huge metal anti-tank hedgehogs, anything to slow the advance of the Russian troops. There's frenetic activity inside the dozens of civil defense stations, where every room is piled high with donations.
Water. Those are water supplies, food?
Yes.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Water, food, sleeping mats?
Yes. Yeah.
Soldiers and civilians are working in unison. These are the ones who've opted to stay behind whatever happens. These people ran businesses, had careers just over a week ago. Their lives now put on hold and almost certainly changed forever. But with time running out, we were told over and over again how much they needed tougher international action.
Nobody knows what Putin can do today or even tomorrow. And we need actions right now, not next week or next month. It will not work. So we need actions yesterday.
This is what they're preparing to take on, Russian military hardware and soldiers, all edging ever closer to the capital. These pictures were released by the Russian Defense Ministry, purporting to show their troops entering the Kyiv region. The videos come after US defense officials claimed, without providing any evidence, that they believe the convoy had stalled and was having logistical issues. The capital civilians believe it's only a matter of time, but insist they're ready.
I can't explain you
what the feelings of our Ukrainians in here is, because everyone has relatives, has loved ones who are under fire right now, or who was wounded right now, or who was killed right now. It's impossible to explain to people who don't live in such of despair. But this despair, it's not despair, oh, we are surrendered. No, it's despair, we will win. We will go, we will fight you back to hell, where your place is.
Many of these people hadn't picked up a weapon over a week ago and now barely flinch at the sounds of war.
9 days ago, I was a teacher about the makeup, and I worked with students and showed them how to make the makeup, and everything was very peaceful.
Does that worry you, hearing sounds like
it's
that?
Okay.
Are you scared?
Already, it's normal for me already.
It's normal life. Your life has changed so much.
It's just like no fear. I'm like, I don't feel anything inside already.
Mm-hmm. Her friend is a graduate in biochemistry and is still studying her master's.
No purpose for this. So why do they do this? I want to fight also, because this is my country, this is my home, my thoughts, my family, all of my, I don't know, precious, no, everything is here. And I would like to be this, like that way it was before.
Taking Ukraine's capital remains the Russian prize, and the people here know that. Alex Crawford, Sky News, Kyiv.
Courage, time, and reframing. You can hear that in their voices. You can hear the determination. You can hear the resolve. And they are welling up with a desire to give all. It does challenge us when it comes to time. When life was normal last week, as it was said, suddenly things changed. You could hear the bombs going off in the background. And to have a presence of mind in a time like that, well, it's happening now in the Ukraine. How ought we to respond? There are different ways. There are humanitarian efforts that we can give to, that we can participate in. Others are taking even further steps. We'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. I'll let you hear a few more stories of what is taking place and how people are being moved to take action. How are you taking action? How am I taking action? Am I showing courage in my daily life? Are you? Are you showing courage at work to make decisions that will impact your family? The right decisions. Are you clear in thought about it? Have you thought lately that life is a gift? Life is not something to be taken for granted. Neither is time or the resources that we have. More from Ukraine when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe, Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to The Good Life. Danny Yamashiro here. We are joining you to engage society through the lens of Christianity, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you back to our show. You might be asking that very question, Danny, where is God in all of this? Where is God in this suffering? Where is Christ? How can we talk about the hope of Christ in a situation like this? And you have hit a nerve. These are questions that we can't deny. We can't pretend that they don't exist. I mean, is this not where the very essence of the gospel comes to bear? Well, what about that question? The question about God and suffering. That is the age-old question. Some might even say, well, that's the acid test. How could a loving God allow children to die in Ukraine? Yes, using a bomb that's sent from Russia, but a kindergarten or a hospital. How can God allow that? A loving God. Well, I'll mention a couple things before we go to some videos. But let me just say that God's love is not diminished by suffering. Let me ask it to you this way. Could it be that God's love is seen through suffering? That the fact of suffering that we go through, on the one end, allows us to experience some of the deepest pains, and the deepest pains lead us to some of the deepest meanings or the deepest meaningfulness of life. To appreciate people, to appreciate love, to appreciate hope in ways that we would never appreciate or never really know unless suffering was a part of our lives. Now, that does not take away the pain. And by the way, these answers are not meant to just push everything under the rug and make it look like we pretend everything is okay. But here's another thing. In the midst of our pain, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of loss and debilitation and ugliness and the messiness of life, God is there. God is not only there with us in the good times, but God is with us in the worst of times. Times that are inexpressible. Times that we don't even want to think about again. Times we don't ever want to talk about again. God is there in the midst of the pain. For some, God is more real in the pain than he is when things are fine and dandy. But there's more. That in the midst of the suffering, there is a hope that is given to us in the scriptures. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, through the good news of Jesus Christ, this is not the end. A life that is cut short on earth in Christ has a hope of a resurrection, a resurrected body. There's a new creation. There's a hope to a telos or an end that is forever, peace and hope through Jesus Christ, with others who are part of the fellowship of believers. These are reasons to give, reasons of hope in times of the greatest sufferings. Now, does everyone believe that? Does everyone walk in that way? I do know, and I've heard, that Ukraine has a very strong Christian presence. Very, very strong. The Church of Jesus Christ is strong in Ukraine. Could this be part of the hope that wells up inside? Hope that is not just for this life, but for the life to come through Christ our Lord. Now, others around the world are being mobilized, and I want you to listen to these videos here. Chaz's cue of video 4, an American, one of our own, volunteering to fight in Ukraine. This is from Morning America on March 4 of this year. Listen to this story of Cody and Amanda Heard. I'll be back with a couple more from a couple other nations.
And Amanda Heard are joining us live this morning. Cody was honorably discharged from the U.S. Army in 2018, but is suiting up again to join the fight in Ukraine. Cody and Amanda, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You guys are live from your home in Arkansas. Yes, ma'am. Tell us, Cody, why did you decide to do this?
So I was in the Arkansas Army National Guard, and then I went into active duty Army, and I was assigned with the 3rd Cavalry Regiment. During my time there, I actually served in the Army with a guy from Ukraine. So after his time of service, he went back home to Ukraine. We were never super close at first, but we were all infantry, and we lived by a code. So knowing that he was in, knowing that he was in Ukraine when it was invaded, I felt that there was nothing I could do for a fellow brother. And I was hurt. And when by the next day, situations got worse and I saw civilians getting hurt. And so that's when my mission started. And you know, so I started reaching out to other veterans and on social media, and we made a group. We started verifying each other, and you know, so we all showed our credentials and we all booked our flights and ready to go.
And said, let's do it. That is absolutely amazing. We absolutely salute you for that. Now, Cody and Amanda, you both share 2 children. You are married. Cody, I have to ask here, obviously it's dangerous there. We've all seen the video coming out of there. What did you tell Amanda? And Amanda, what did you say to Cody when he told you?
She kind of already knew, like, this is my husband. This is what he does. And I told her that I was going, and she didn't really believe me at first until I started FaceTiming with other military veterans, and this actually started becoming more of a plan. And so, you know, after that, we got a little bit more serious in the talking, and she said, you know, I support you. You know, I was with you 6 out of the 8 years that you did in the military.
Right. But Amanda, we see you, you're tearing up there, Amanda.
Oh yeah. So before the break, I saw the video or the pictures that were shown, and that's what I was like, I didn't even know you sent those in. And it's, I'm okay. We'll be okay. I know he will be okay. It's hard, but he's doing it for the right reasons.
Certainly, so. Doing it for very good reasons. Cody, do you have any idea how long you will end up being in Ukraine?
Yes, ma'am. So my initial plan is for 1 month. If the opportunity arises where I can financially still provide for my family, I will stay longer, if I need to. But right now, as what I can support to Ukrainian, government is for 1 month.
Well, something tells me, Cody and Amanda, there are going to be plenty of Americans willing to help support the family as you head to Ukraine. Cody and Amanda Hurd, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Cody, we wish you nothing but safety as you move forward. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Cody and Amanda Hurd making a major decision, taking a big step, a risk, really, but for a greater cause, for the cause of a nation, but also for the cause of the world. And it makes us wonder, where does this courage come from? Where does this act of gallantry come from? Not only Cody, but his wife, Amanda. People are making sacrifices. People are sending support for this. Someone listening might be saying, hey, you know, there's a lot of support going out to Ukraine, and that's the big news now. That's the swell of things. But what about at our own home? What about in our own state? What about in our own city? What about in my own community? Well, some of the principles apply. There may be points of injustice that you might be facing or that you might have heard of that you could stand up for. It's still really there is an underlying call to courage. There's a lesson here in it for all of us when we have moments like these. I mean, this will bring to bear speeches given from the likes of Winston Churchill, again, during another time of war, World War II. But we are being called to assess how we live our lives. Where's our character? Is this a time for us to make changes, for us as believers, to hunker down in our faith and be willing to risk, to step out for the cause of Christ? When we come back from our break, we'll hear two more video clips and some thoughts from Scripture about courage and the King of Courage, the King of Courage, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a special series, part one of the series, War in Ukraine. It's called A President, His Citizens, and the International Legion. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us. Glad that we had this time. It's really a gift from God, and I hope that your heart is not only moved but inspired for the Lord. Stay with us. We'll be back. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, welcome back. Welcome back to The Good Life. These are times, unprecedented times, and unprecedented courage that we're seeing from President Volodymyr Zelensky, from his citizens there in Ukraine, and from people all over the world, people who are rising up to a call. He has given a call for an international legion. It does remind me about people who feel alone, and when you call out to God, there are people around the world, there are people around your city, around your state, around your community, around your home, when you call on the Lord. And there's also a parallel I can see from the body of Christ, knowing that a person may be making a call to the Lord in prayer, and you are the answer to that person's prayer as the Lord speaks to your heart to meet a need. This is a meet a need at church, meet a need in your neighborhood, meet a need in your community, whatever that might be. It also, from a Christian standpoint, gets us to remember to listen to the voice of the Spirit of the Lord who indwells those who are disciples, followers of Christ. Listen to the voice of the Spirit of the Lord. I love the New Living Translation, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for His voice. Whatever you do, wherever you go, He is the one who will keep you on track. We're here to engage society here at The Good Life with Danny through the lens of Christianity, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. Yes, it might not be a bombing in Ukraine, but you might feel like a bomb has hit your life. The Lord will bring people around you. The Lord may be speaking to you to go help someone who has had a bomb, quote unquote, a bomb blow up in their life. But here are more stories of people around the world who are rising up there to help Ukraine. Jazz Video 5, the Ukraine invasion, the Brits volunteering to go to Ukraine and fight Russia. Here's from Sky News on March 1st of this year.
Hello, yeah, we've come to join the Ukrainian army or whatever they're called.
They're not even sure of the army's name, but they're utterly convinced of the cause. This is Leon from Surrey.
They look like they need help. We're young, strong, fit men. We can help, so why not?
Outside Ukraine's embassy in London, a steady stream of men come to find out how they can join up to fight.
You can send email, a letter for this address,
yeah,
and he contact with you and said what you must do.
Okay.
Brian from Kent used to be in the Territorial Army.
And you're prepared to go to Ukraine and fight?
Yeah, I can get on the flight tomorrow.
And if you don't mind asking, how old are you?
I'm 60, which means I'm just about within the age range they'll accept.
We see people from the UK, Poland, Hungary and beyond, the seeds of a volunteer army to fight against the Russians.
You're Iranian and you want to join up to fight for Ukraine. Why do you want to do that?
Because I hate Putin. I'd like to take, like, a pocket knife, a stove.
War waits for no one, and by mid-afternoon, conscious they need to move fast, we catch up again with Leon and his friend Tom, who also plans to travel to Ukraine.
Body armour goes in there, which protects your chest.
By now, they've got hold of some old kit, borrowed from a friend who's an ex-Marine.
He does want it back, so let's hope we make it back alive so I can give it back to him. As soon as you get on get off the train in Ukraine, your life is on the line. You're not guaranteed to make it back, especially not in one piece.
Have you told your family?
Our family are upset. Obviously, it's a hard time, but if I'm this scared and this apprehensive, and what are the people over there going through?
Neither of these men have any military experience. Tom runs a dog care business.
Are you afraid?
Of course I am. I think I would be silly if I wouldn't be afraid.
It's not just volunteer fighters joining Ukraine's war effort. Supporters are gathering donations to send to Ukraine, essentials for civilians and the front line.
I'm extremely proud of our nation. I'm extremely proud that we inspire other people to come and help us out. Those guys are awesome. I mean, we need all support we can get.
In the UK, communities are coming together to help Ukraine in any way they can. Lisa Holland, Sky News.
Well, you might think, okay, this is all European related. You're talking Poland and places in the UK, but what about other parts of the world? Well, there are people even in Asia who are responding. I've read about soldiers from Japan that are going. This next video takes us beyond the shores of the UK, far across the waters to a Southeast Asian nation. Chaz, video 6. Thai fighters set to join Ukraine forces battling against Russia. Al Jazeera, March 3rd, 2022.
Thailand knows a thing or two about fighting for its democracy. These former Thai Air Force members are now political activists, known for leading protests in 2020 against the military-backed government. Now they see a need for their services in Ukraine.
I have been involved in demanding democracy in my country and opposing tyranny. Ukrainians are also fighting for democracy and are now invaded by a superpower and a tyrant. So I asked myself what I could do for them. This is the reason why I applied.
Chanapong Pongpai has started recruiting others to join him. In just one day, he says he received 2,000 names of people interested in volunteering.
We fight for democracy here. They fight for their democracy there. We are like friends. It's the same feeling, the same ideology. To me, it's unfair to the Ukrainian people because the attack happened not only at a military base, but also at hospitals, kindergarten schools, and civilian areas. This is the reason why I want to go help them. If you ask me whether I'm scared to get killed, of course I'm scared.
The Ukrainian embassy in Bangkok is tasked with vetting the recruits. They need to provide proof of military training and have a clean criminal record. Pongpai said his training from 2 years in the Air Force could help the Ukrainians protect civilians, guard areas, and secure supply lines.
I want to tell Ukrainians that you are not fighting alone. Many people want to help you. Don't lose hope and feel that the world has abandoned you. Even if we are not a superpower, even if we are only a small light, we can shine a bright light to help you if we all join together. Please wait. We are in the process of coming to help you.
Thailand was among 141 countries at the United Nations General Assembly that voted to reprimand Russia for invading Ukraine and demand Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces. While it's not clear if Pongpai or his friends will be accepted to help Ukraine, they've already begun to prepare, offering help from an unlikely corner of the world. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.
There are people who are living in Russia, Russian people who, as I have read and as I have heard, they are not all in support of what is happening. You'll hear about Vladimir Putin, the leader of the Russian people, who is moving in this such a drastically and destructive way against Ukraine as a tyrant, as a dictator. But there are people who are Russian who are not for what is taking place. And I believe we need to make sure we we remind ourselves of that this is not against the Russian people. And it's really becoming what looks like a dictator who's beginning to fight against the world. As the ideologies and the implications of these ideologies have great and potentially grave implications. What is a word of hope in this from the scriptures for Ukraine, for anyone who feels overwhelmed in life, in a situation? I'm reminded of young David's courage against Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, a sling and a stone to overcome the great giant. Gideon's courage against the Midianites in Judges 6, Elisha and his servant against the Arameans in 2 Kings 6, our Lord Jesus Christ at the cross and the victory of the resurrection. Oh, the resurrection. Dear friends, there is always hope in Jesus. You can find out more about this program, thegoodlifewithdanny.tv. My friend, until next time, go to thegoodlifewithdanny.tv and remember that God's timing is perfect. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, it's my prayer and hope that you would open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifewithdanny.tv. I've got a special video presentation for you there about the gospel to support the work here, thegoodlifewithdanny.tv. And I want to thank you for your donation. Just go ahead and click donate. 1 Samuel 17:50. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. It's always a blessing to be with you. Visit thegoodlifewithdanny.tv. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Live your life daily where awareness of society and Christianity intersect.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.